Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. There is now a great fear in Jerusalem, as they are seeing people healed of their diseases and people dropping dead when Peter just speaks a word. The power of God has been moving greatly in the city of Jerusalem. This will be a two-part story, focusing on Peter and the power he wields in the name of Jesus. Peter, along with the other disciples, traveled all around the city of Jerusalem and did many miracles in the name of Jesus. There are new followers of Jesus being added to the church on a daily basis. Many in the city would put their sick on cots and take them out to the street, hoping that Peter would walk by and his shadow would pass over to them. People that were sick or afflicted with unclean spirits were all being healed. The high priest of the Jewish temple was not going to take this any longer. He rose up with many of his associates who were filled with jealousy to strike back at Peter and those other apostles. They had them arrested and thrown in jail. That very night, an angel of God appeared before Peter and the others and opened all the gates of the prison. "Go, stand and preach to the people in the temple the good news of Jesus Christ." At daybreak, they began preaching in the temple. The high priest called the council into session and instructed the guards to fetch Peter and those other apostles who were in the jail. When the guard arrived at the jailhouse, he found everything in order. And when they opened the doors, the cells were empty. No one was in prison. Another man ran into the council room where the men were meeting and declared, "Those men whom you threw in prison yesterday, they've been in the temple all morning preaching about that Jesus, the one who rose from the dead." This enraged the high priest, who sent the guards to drag Peter and the others before the council immediately. The Jewish elders were not able to keep God in a box, as much as they tried. This is the second time Peter has been brought before the council. What will they do with him this time? I hope you'll return to hear my next story here at Lizard Tracks. Send me a text message at 513-440-6171. If you'd like to know how you can support this ministry, text the word support. I'm on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. This is Lizard Tracks.